Now, we tend to think that sheep are stupid, don't we? But scientists have found that sheep are about as clever as some monkeys. Not the really clever monkeys, but some of the other monkeys. Sheep are about as clever as them. And do you know what? In Yorkshire, maybe close to where Stuart... Is Stuart, are you from Yorkshire? Oh. In Yorkshire, you get some really clever sheep. And maybe also in Lancashire as well. These sheep saw some vegetable gardens that looked really juicy. But between them and the vegetable gardens was a cattle grid. You know those cattle grids where you got metal bars across so that they stopped cattle from going on them so that their feet would go in between the grid? And so these sheep thought, I prefer those vegetables to this grass. How can I get across? I'm going to roll over on my back. Sheep are not that stupid, especially Yorkshire sheep. But I suppose we might think they're a bit stupid because they tend to come together as one flock and run all over the place as one flock. And they might follow one sheep and come together as one flock like that. And we can think they're a bit stupid because of that. But sheep do need a shepherd. They need someone to lead them. Someone to do two things. To provide and to protect. To provide the things that they need. Food and water. And to protect them from the things that might harm them. Wild animals or thieves or bad weather or whatever it might be. They do need a shepherd. And that's why in the Bible we see God using this picture to describe his people, sheep, and the leaders of his people, shepherds. Sheep and shepherds. And in our passage today that was just read really well, Jesus is talking to some Pharisees. Pharisees, leaders of the Jews, supposed to be shepherds to provide and to protect the people of God, but in fact were acting a bit more like thieves, using the sheep for their own benefit. Maybe a bit like one or two politicians. That used to happen, didn't it? Maybe using taxpayers' money to buy a second house, that kind of thing. Using the sheep, acting a bit like thieves. There are obviously lots of very good politicians as well. Now, I need three volunteers. Yes, coming up, Ailey and Sifa, and all the way back there, come on down. Yes, yeah. Come on up. And you guys are playing the really important role of sheep. Okay. Now up here is going to be the sheep fold. Is that all right? You can see. Oh, tell me your name again. Ilya. Ilya. So we have Ailey, Ilya, and let's see. Hannah, do you want to come up and tie these on while I carry on? That'll be more helpful. Ailey, Ilya, and Sifa are going to be our sheep on the platform on the sheepfold. Imagine this is the sheepfold. Imagine you've got a fence on this side and a fence on that side. And this is the gate. These steps at the front. Now, you guys are going to be sheep. And your shepherd is going to come and lead you to find some nice grass. They're going to come. Now, you will know that they're your shepherd. Can you see me? You will know that they're your shepherd because they'll come up through the gate. They won't climb over the fence. Come up through the gate and they will call you by name. Sifa, Ailey, Ilya, they'll call you by name. When your shepherd comes, you follow them out, down the steps to nice green grass. Okay, imagine the green grass. We haven't got any. We might have some Haribo. Now if someone else comes who doesn't behave like a shepherd, they don't come through the gate, they don't call you by name, what are you going to do? You're going to go, meh, and you're going to run to the other side of the sheepfold. Okay? You got it? Right. You wait for your shepherd. If someone else comes, you bleat and run to the other side of the sheepfold. Well, you'll know. You'll know. Okay? Everyone ready? Very good. Is my helper ready? Come on, helper. I didn't hear any barring. Are you going to go and get some Haribo from him? No, why not? He might be a thief, exactly. We don't want to go to a thief. Thank you very much, Freddie. You grab a Haribo and take your seat. Now let's see if the true shepherd is going to come and lead you out. Very good. Look at that. Thanks, guys. Come and pick up your Haribo. Pick up your Haribo. Let's have a look at that passage that we saw earlier. Jesus says to the Pharisees, anyone who doesn't enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way is a thief or a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls for his own sheep by name and leads them out, and when he's brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. That is the true shepherd. The Pharisees, those who were supposed to be leading God's people, were doing a bad job and behaving like thieves, using God's people for their own benefit. And God sent the true shepherd, the one who knows them intimately because he made them, he created them, and calls them by name and leads them out. Jesus is the true shepherd. God's people have had other leaders, some okay, some not too good, and the Pharisees not great, some of them. But Jesus is the true shepherd who knows his sheep and calls them by name. He's not only the true shepherd, he is also the good shepherd. So what makes Jesus the good shepherd? I need three more volunteers. Who wants to come down this time? Yep, coming up. Tallulah. Jemima, Tallulah. Fad Ilya already. Yep, come on down. And yes. Right. Hannah, do you want to come up and help me with these masks again? You are going to be a sheep. Now, I know you've been practicing. You were practicing at the start, weren't you?
Yeah.
So that's why I chose you, because we've got to have expert sheep here. Excellent. Now, is it Gabrielle or Enoch? No. Carson. And tell me your name.
Stanley.
Okay, you do that one. Carson, Stanley, and Tallulah. Okay. Right, so we've got three sheep down in the front on the sheepfold, fences either side, gate at the front. Now, this time, a shepherd is going to come and lead you out. The first time the shepherd is going to come and lead you out is just someone who is paid for the day, paid for the week, to look after you. They don't own you. They don't particularly know you. They're just a hired hand. They're going to lead you out, and you're going to encounter some danger. Maybe a wolf. So The hired hand's going to lead you out and we'll see what he does. Okay? Are you ready? Is the hired hand ready? Where's the hired hand? Excellent, he's ready. Come on up, hired hand. You can follow him this time, even though he's not calling you by name. Wolf, go away. Go away for now. Well done, Wolf. Now, that was a bit scary, wasn't it? Because your shepherd just ran away when the wolf came along. A scary Anya wolf came along. And if she hadn't been shooed away, she could have done some serious damage. The hired hand was just looking after himself. He didn't care about you. He doesn't know you. He doesn't care about you. But let's see if we can find a shepherd who can do a bit better, all right? Let's try again. Excellent. Well done. Come and get some Haribo. Come and get some Haribo. Give me your masks. Thank you very much. Well done. Well done, everyone. You played very good sheep there. You see, a hired hand doesn't own the sheep, doesn't know the sheep, doesn't care about the sheep. And if danger comes, they're just going to save their own skin and run away. That's what Jesus says. He says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd, doesn't own the sheep. When he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. He runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus says, I lay down my life for the sheep. Now, I don't think it was very common for a shepherd to lay down their life for the sheep, to die when danger came. I'm sure it happened. They had to defend the flock, but to actually die for the sheep was probably pretty rare. But Jesus is talking about his death on the cross. And four times he says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That means he knows he's going to die. That means he chooses voluntarily to go to his death. Why? Shepherds, they provide and they protect, don't they? He's protecting us from danger. And we live in a world in which there's a lot of danger and things that we can be worried about and scared about. But Jesus isn't talking about the normal danger that we think about. Jesus is talking about danger from God's judgment. Danger that we all must face because every single person, from the youngest to the oldest of us, deserves God's judgment. We grow up sticking two fingers up at God and saying, God, I don't want you in my life. I'm going to be king and you're not going to be king in my life. And we can be very nice and polite about that and be generous people. Or we can be not very nice people and do the same thing. We can believe in God and we can not believe in God. But all of us, whoever we are, do this. We live for ourselves and not for God. And that's what the Bible calls sin. And that's what the Bible says deserves God's judgment. And that's why Jesus lays down his life for the sheep. To save us from having to face God's judgment. So the question that remains for all of us today is this. Are you one of Jesus' sheep? Jesus says here, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Do you know Jesus? Does he know you? Have you heard his voice calling you and leading you out? Do you follow him?
Why not take today to ask your questions? Ask the person sitting next to you in the row. Ask the person that you came with today to church. Ask me afterwards if you'd like to. Are you one of Jesus's sheep who he died for?